Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on chakra wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy and excited to have you. Today starts our brand new topic, but most importantly, it starts our brand new journey together in our new focus for Heartblend Podcast, which is focusing on chakra wellness. And moving forward, we will be talking all about chakras, different chakras, how we can manifest with our chakras, how our chakras affect our health, and so much more. So buckle up, get ready, because we are going to dive in and talk about some really deep, amazing, life-changing information, okay? But for this episode in this series, I want us to just kind of get a general sense and understanding of what chakra wellness really means. What does that look like? And how can we really integrate this into our daily lives? Okay, my goal is to make chakras easy and fun to understand without you feeling like you have to change your whole life or feel like you've got to adopt a certain religion or anything of that nature, just looking at it as holistic care for yourself and getting that deep inner knowledge and wisdom to help guide you through your daily life. Okay? All right, so let's dive in and talk about what is chakra wellness? Well, as you know, or maybe not sure yet, because you might still be learning a little bit about chakras, if you are, and if you want to know more, then you can check out the series on Chakras 101 that will let you know a little bit more in detail about each chakra, okay? But as we know, there are 7 chakras. There's actually 7 personal chakras, but there are 12 chakras in total. So we will actually be exploring those other 5 chakras later down the road when it comes to the Heartblend. But for right now, I want us to focus on our 7 chakras because those have to do with our personal lives, our reality, our health, our emotions, and all of those things. So I think it's really important that we learn a little bit more about these 7 chakras first for the remainder of this year. So what are those 7 chakras? Well, we have the root chakra, which is focusing on stability, security, your family, your roots, beliefs, foundation, traditions, those things, okay? When we move up, we go to our sacral chakra. This is located in our lower abdomen, our pelvic area, our reproductive area, our area of creativity. It's focused on intimacy. It's focused on flow. It's focused on money flow as well. And then we move up to our solar plexus. This is located in our navel area, and this is focused on our own personal power, your self-empowerment, your confidence, your personal direction, your gut instincts. It's the gut, right? So it's also related to the digestive system as well. So that is where that is housed. And when you think of solar, you think of the sun. So this is like your inner guiding light. Okay, it's your light. It's what helps you to shine when you think of confidence and you're so radiant and vibrant. This is going to be that solar plexus. Then we move up to the heart space, okay? And the heart is what we know, the heart. It's love. It is connection. It's sharing. It's empathy. It's understanding. It's compassion, right? So that's your heart space. And it's also connected to what we know as the heart and the body, our cardiovascular system, the blood that pumps through that heart as well. Then we move up to our throat chakra, and this is going to have to do with, yes, our throat, our neck, our mouth, our tongue, everything to do with our communication. So this can be related to speaking and sharing information, expressing yourself and speaking up for yourself, speaking those boundaries, saying whatever is in those other lower chakras, and also communicating our thoughts and ideas and information that comes from the higher chakras as well. So your throat chakra is really important because it's the bridge between your inner world and your outer world. And this is also the chakra for manifestation. So of course, I know we want to learn more about that, right? So yes, your throat chakra is for all of that good stuff, okay? Then we're going to move up to the third eye, or some people call the brow chakra, and that is located in between the brows, just a little bit higher. So your third eye has to do with your own personal intuition, following your inner guidance. It's also having to do with discernment, being able to see beyond the surface, seeing beyond what's being shown to you, and knowing and having that inner knowledge to know, I know I'm seeing this on the outside, but I know that there's something much deeper underneath the surface, okay? And we can connect with this through our dreams, through creating a vision for ourselves as well. And so the third eye is really, really important for tapping into that intuition and guidance, for having a little stronger discernment in your thoughts and getting mental clarity. And then for our seventh chakra, we've got our crown chakra, which is above our head. Okay, it's kind of like our halo, and that is connecting to receiving information from the divine, okay, from God. Connecting to receiving information universally, also connecting to your universe around you and feeling connected to others on that deep energetic psychic level as well. But a lot of times, there are so many of us that may receive some similar information or words of wisdom, that we get those, what I call downloads, right? It's just all this wisdom and information that just comes right out through the throat chakra, through our mouths. And we're like, where did that come from, right? We are in a space of receiving. Okay. And when we're in that space of receiving, then we need to focus on relaxation. And relaxing our bodies and getting our brain waves into a different space to be able to receive that guidance from God, Lord, the heavens above, divine source, creator, whatever works best for you, okay? All right, so now that we had a little recap of our seven chakras, what is chakra wellness? Chakra wellness is just having the intention and the mindset behind keeping those chakras centered and giving them attention, right? We're not just moving through life aimlessly where, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, it must be this. Or I ate something bad. Or, oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I'm having some back pain, but yeah, it's just back pain. Or, oh, I feel depressed. Yeah, I don't know. When we take the approach of isolating everything about ourselves, instead of looking at everything holistically, we run into a lot of misguidance that way. But when we have a deeper understanding of chakra wellness, it makes it so much easier to pinpoint exactly what needs our attention on the deepest level. We're not just looking at isolated feelings or isolated events or isolated ailments or conditions. We're looking at the bigger picture, and we are taking that approach to doing whatever is necessary to support that chakra. Now, I know there's tons of chakra information out there, and a lot of it suggests to use crystals, to do yoga, and to eat chakra alignment foods, and foods that are basically the colors of those different chakras. And that is great information, right? But when we take the approach of chakra wellness, I find that maybe relying on external things a bit too much may not help us to really get down to the root of the problem. So I want to share information with you that goes beyond just using crystals or essential oils or yoga poses, right? Those things are great. You can always incorporate those to enhance your experience. But I want to get down to the nitty gritty of these things, because what I believe is you can't solve an issue with the same energy that created it. And although crystals can be used as tools in meditating and things of that nature, and although yoga can be great for releasing emotions in the body, it really doesn't get down to the root of those challenges that we may be facing with our chakras, right? So that's why I'm so passionate about talking about chakra wellness. So what approaches can we take to chakra wellness? Well, one, we want to take an inside out approach. And when we understand the body has so many layers, the body has the physical body, but the physical body's got several different layers, right? We've got our skeletal system, our muscular system, our nervous system, our digestive system, our endocrine system, our skin system. Everything's got a system to it. When we get to our mental body, there are so many layers in our mental body as well. Our beliefs, our thoughts, limiting beliefs, the way that we process information, traumas that we've experienced, and the perceptions that we've created out of those traumas. When we get to the emotional body, oh my goodness, there's emotions that we don't understand sometimes. Why we feel what we feel, we have triggers, but we also have ancestral trauma, ancestral information that is passed down to us when those traumas or emotional patterns are not resolved in our former or ancestral generations. And when they get passed down and they are not resolved through each generation, guess what? You get that. Now the torch has been handed to you. So sometimes it's not always just us, but it's a matter of breaking a generational frequency that we could be carrying that is now our responsibility to break before the next generation has to carry that burden. Now, as we are always evolving and as we have an understanding that new life, new generations, new children will always have some trauma or challenge or something to shift from the previous generation. So it's just a matter of being mindful. We're not in a space of trying to correct everything in the world, but just having that awareness and mindfulness to say, hey, I'm feeling something and I'm not going to suppress it. I'm going to work with it. I'm going to heal this. I want to get to the root of it. So that in of itself requires some attention and work and healing too. So we've got all these different systems, and in that system also lies our chakra system, which is our energy, the way energy flows through our body. And the word chakra means wheel, wheel of light, wheel of energy. And it's basically showing you how the energy flows through each chakra, okay? Through each area of your life. And each chakra is also developed and activated at different points of your life as well. So when we take this approach to chakra wellness, it's really a matter of not going about your wellness, your personal care, your self-care in an isolated way, but in a way that is focused holistically and knowing that we have outside things to support us, right? So we're working from the inside first. And the other amazing thing about chakras is that each chakra from the bottom up can also naturally be a framework for how you can resolve certain issues or certain conflicts or challenges that you're being faced with as well. So I'm going to share with you an example on how we can actually use the framework of chakras to work through an issue that we're feeling, even though it may be connected to one chakra. Okay. So for me, a big challenge has been the solar plexus. This is your personal power, your self-esteem, right? As we covered earlier. Now I could take the framework approach of utilizing the chakra system to get down to the root cause of that. When we start with the root, we're focusing on our beliefs, right? Our beliefs. What do we believe? We've covered this plenty of times here on the podcast. Your belief system. What limiting beliefs do you have? What is playing on repeat in the subconscious? Your subconscious is your root mind, right? And so once we get that understanding, it's like, oh, Okay, so this is a belief that I have. And as we move up, our sacral has to do with our emotions. So how do we feel about this particular thing? What is the emotion we're carrying about this particular thing that we're experiencing? And then we go up to the solar plexus. What actions do we take? What decisions do we make? What are the choices we make out of that belief and out of that feeling? Right? So a lot of times we have a thought, feeling, action, which are basically those three layers of our consciousness that creates a lot of our reality in those first three chakras. And then we move up to our heart. How are we connecting to this particular challenge or the thing that we're facing right now? What's in our heart? And then we move up to the throat. What have we been saying out loud? What have we been expressing? What have we not been saying out loud? What have we not been expressing? What have we been telling ourselves? What has been our inner self-talk around this particular challenge, right? What's our communication around this particular thing? And then we move up to the third eye. How were we able to work through this with mental clarity? Sometimes we don't even get this far up the scale because we feel so low and it feels so uncomfortable that the body doesn't like to feel uncomfortable, right? Who likes to feel uncomfortable? Nobody, right? We don't want to feel uncomfortable. So a lot of times many people don't even get to this space. They move into suppression and they try to stuff it all the way back down to the root. But if we can allow for it to work its way through, then we can shift it. So now we're in the space of our third eye, and although we have our beliefs, but what's our thought process around it? What's the truth about this particular thing that we're experiencing or facing? What's the truth? We have lies that we've been told about a particular thing. Maybe someone has told you that you're not good enough, you're not able to do X, Y, and Z, or whatever it is. And maybe we have accepted this lie, unfortunately. So if we can get down to the deeper understanding and get discernment to say, no, it's not. That's not true, right? I'm seeing beyond what you're trying to do to me. I'm seeing beyond the wool that you're trying to pull over my eyes. So now we're using our third eye. And then we move up to the crown. And at this point, we're like, I surrender. I have tried my best to work through this process. Now it's to a point. I've taken it as high as it can go. Now we give it up universally. We surrender it. We give it to God. And we allow for ourselves to receive the next step in the process. Do you see how you can utilize something that can guide you to be that map in several different ways of your life? That's what chakra wellness is all about. And for me, I'm just so excited to talk more about it and to share more ways that we can utilize chakra wellness to heal ourselves, to heal our lives, to remove a lot of those blockages that are keeping us from living our most authentic life. The life that's really designed for you, the life that's going to bring you joy, the life that's going to bring you fulfillment, the life that's going to help you to feel like you belong here. All right, well, this concludes this episode. Thank yourself for showing up today, and thank you for tuning in to Heart Blend Podcast. If you enjoy topics like this, if you find them interesting, and if you want to know more, be sure to follow and subscribe so that you can be notified every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time when there's a new episode, and every Thursday when there's a new meditation or affirmation session. All right, well, thank you and have an amazing rest of your day.